Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is New York Customer Service. How may I assist you?
I have on my bill two purchases that I have not made
All
from you
right.
people.
So I do understand your concern about the transaction from the company, and I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, please.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. One moment. Alrighty, and your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Mary Herring,
Alrighty.
and
That billing address?
5500 Highway 63 South, Rochester, Minnesota.
Alrighty. And that everything is still loading.
55904.
I was just expressing everything was still loading. Still here. Still here. It's just flowing so slowly. Still here. Still here. Still loading. Thank you. still sitting here. I do apologize about this wait, ma'am. Just disregard me, continue to say still here.
So can you just tell me how these charges came about? I'm really curious about that.
Same as I. Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting for the transaction to load.
I received a text, and I'm wondering if this is some kind of a scam or what, saying if I answered these questions, I would receive, I don't know how much, $99 value cooking utensil. And then after I fill out that, then it says there's it's $6.95 for shipping. So I thought, well, that's not too bad. Well, then I get a bill that says it wasn't $6.95, it's $7.95, and then I'm also charged for the cooking utensil as well. It seems like quite a scam. And I suppose a lot of people don't look at their bills, so then you're okay, but I do look at my bill.
Yes, ma'am. So what was that transaction for me? 9 times out of 10, it explains all information within the terms, conditions of you enrolling into any subscription or anything that you've won. I wouldn't have much information about the transaction at this moment other than, well, unless it, you know, woes and provides me that transaction. So, yes, ma'am, at this point, we're just waiting on the transaction to load so we can get more information.
Okay.
We're having some system some system issues today. So yes, ma'am, it's only affecting us all. So let's see. Alrighty, so it finally loaded. So yes, ma'am, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a contest entry that was placed for to win that nonstick pots and pan. For the shipping handling charge of $7.95. Information did express within terms conditions that it was a contest entry. So if it wasn't canceled after you enter it into the contest, then the subscription will automatically apply so it can start emailing you a value of a $125 gift card. If you do wish to continue on with that gift card subscription, it will email you that voucher with the link so you can order more items.
I don't want any of that.
Okay, so
because, like I say, it's a scam. It is.
There's no scam when there was terms and conditions that you agreed to. But I can most definitely go ahead and get this canceled for you.
Okay, so you would cancel that off then?
Yes, ma'am. Cancel the profile to prevent charges from coming off moving forward. Would you like your cancellation number?
Sure.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So that's going to be She Like Charlie.
Okay.
262-974.
Okay.
347.
Okay, so you are taking off the, what is it, $7.95?
So for your contest entry, let's see, you had just entered this contest. That was back on the 27th of November. Just give me one brief moment of that. One moment. Still here, one moment. Alrighty, we're just waiting for that information, and I will have that for you shortly. Alrighty. So yes, that charge will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's the $7.95?
$7.95, yes, ma'am.
And the $67.32?
That will be a 35% refund within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Why would it be 35%? I never ordered it.
You never canceled the profile in time either, ma'am.
No. Wrong. I'm not paying either one because it's like I said, it's that first of all, it says $6.95 for shipping,
right.
Then it ends up being $7.95, and it said it was free.
So your contest entry was most definitely the shipping and handling charge of $7.95 due to your state. I do understand that if you were the winner, they would email you letting you know that, you know, they would get ready to ship that out to you, that free item. All you have to do is pay that freight. That's with any company. However, you did also agree if you do not cancel this profile after paying that entry fee, then the subscription charge will automatically begin. The highest that we can do is that 50% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
What percentage of a refund?
The 50% refund, ma'am.
Oh, well, I'm going to call my Visa charge card company then, because I never ordered this, and this is not something I've received, and it's not something I want.
What do you mean by calling your Visa charge card company?
My company, because I do not feel that we should be paying this.
Well, if you agree to the terms and conditions, then that information is automatically agreeable, ma'am.
No.
It's information that you have to read in order to proceed with that transaction. But it will take three to five business days for the findings to fall back into your account.
This is a scam.
It will take 3 to 5 business days for the findings to fall back into your account. Cancellation number is still the same. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem.